Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And it is great to have you back with us. Today, this past Sunday, we focused in our Asking for a Friend series, really focused on the realities of love and marriage. We looked at the passage, kind of an unusual passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. It's really not taught on just a ton because it talks about how husbands and wives really surrender authority and control of their bodies to one another. And so what we tried to do is help make sense of how that reality can work. And really the broader context of Corinthians helped us do that by Paul's emphasis on this reality of weakness. He contrasts active weakness, approaching God in the context of humility, saying, God, we can't, you can. We can't fix ourselves, but you can fix us. We can't transform ourselves, but you can transform us. Paul, he kind of contrasts that with this sort of pseudo strength that we tend to try and walk in where we have all the answers, try to pray and get God onto our own agendas instead of trying to find his agenda and join him in that. And really the conclusions came down to these ideas that we shouldn't idolize or demonize marriage. Marriage is not given to us just to simply answer our gratification for physical intimacy. Physical intimacy is, it's a gift given to us by God, but it's not the pinnacle of creation. God himself is the pinnacle of creation. At the same time, we shouldn't demonize marriage like it's boring and it's beautiful when two people come together in the context of covenant, one is bending themselves towards one another, surrendering themselves in mutual submission, Ephesians 5:21 to each other, waking up every day. This is the end of 1 Corinthians 7:33-34, saying, God, today I want to please you. In the context of pleasing you, I want to please my spouse. And when two people do that in growing relationship towards God, they naturally grow towards one another, not perfectly, but in a coordinated effort to bring glory and joy, not only to God, but to their own lives and their relationship as well. And so one of the places that we landed is that God deserves your joyful marriage. And I know that's difficult for some people who are not in a marriage that they would consider it happy. So we talked about how, number one, we've got to understand that you always marry the wrong person. Everyone's broken and flawed, but you find the meaning. You don't settle for despair. You can't change your spouse, but you can see what God is doing to change you in the middle of your marriage. That doesn't mean things are going to get better. You can't control. You can't force someone to, you know, relate more closely to God, but you can, and you can be responsible for yourself. So you got to understand the moments. You got to find the meaning, and then you have to create the margin. Our relationships, in terms of priority, are God, our spouse, if you're married, and then our children, and then others. We tend to flip that. We tend to say, all right, our children have to come first, and then I'll try and squeeze some time out for my spouse. And then if there's anything left over, God gets that, right? But we have to carve and create margin for a relationship with God, for a relationship with our spouse, and relationship with each other. And in that, in the context of doing that, we find a marriage that, you know, doesn't always make us happy. If you get into marriage to make you happy, if you want happiness, get a puppy, right? But you can have incredible joy as your marriage becomes part of the mission. That's really one reason I think God's given it to us, that it helps us fulfill the Great Commandment and the Great Commission. So I'm going to pray for our relationships, and then I hope you can pray this heart into your day today. God, thank you for covenant oneness. Thank you for how you do what we can't do and bring two people together and making them one. And so, God, today we want to be weak. We want to actively approach you in humility. This heart, God, that says we can't, you can. That we trust you to do what we can't do. That we want you to do what we can't do. That, God, it'll be our joy to see your activity in our lives. It'll be our joy to walk with you, to experience your presence today. God, I pray that you'll help us do that. Now you take the opportunity to pray.